30 Years On, The Man Behind the Mystery. Written by Glissio and narrated by Jocunda Sykes. Rating, general audiences. No archive warnings apply. Pairings, Harry and Ginny and Hermione and Ron.
Sir, sorry to interrupt, but there's someone to see you.
Cornelia's usually brisk tone was hesitant, which didn't bode well, Harry thought. He looked up and saw her pulling an apologetic face, something he didn't often see on his highly organised and efficient administrator. His spirits, never at dizzying heights on a Monday morning, sunk slightly. He did receive visitors fairly often, but if it was Kingsley or Hermione or even Ginny, then Cornelia would have said so, and the look on her face told him quite plainly that he was not going to like this particular visit. Fine, he said reluctantly, flicking his wand to shift the pile of folders stacked precariously on the chair in front of his desk. But, if it looks like a long one. I'll make sure to remind you of your 11 o'clock meeting with the minister, sir, don't worry, said Cornelia, with an almost imperceptible wink.
You're a star, said Harry with feeling.
All right, send him in then, if you have to. His first thought upon setting eyes on his visitor was that his reluctance was entirely justified. His second was that he shouldn't judge on looks alone, and this witch, young, glossy-haired, elegant in embroidered purple robes, might have something very important to discuss with him. His third, moments later, was that he should trust his instincts.
Mr. Potter, thanks ever so much for meeting with me. I know you must be very busy. May I?
She sat down without waiting for an answer.
Ooh, love the decor, she added brightly, looking around at the grey walls plastered with maps, pictures and scribbled notes.
Thanks, said Harry, slightly nonplussed by the speed and vivacity with which she spoke, and by her hair, which was really very shiny.
Who are you?
Tabitha Twitchit, Daily Prophet.
Ah!
He regarded her with fresh suspicion. And you're here because... Tabitha beamed.
I wanted to run an idea by you. We were thinking, you see, it's coming up to the end of October, which means the anniversary of your first defeat of you-know-who. 30 years! So we thought it'd be great to have a whole feature on, you know, your life now. The boy who lived, 30 years on, no longer a boy.
She was leaning forwards now, tone hushed, fingers wiggling to emphasise the supposed enthrall of this title.
We'll interview you, ask you all about how things have changed for you, and we were thinking we'd go to Godric's Hollow, where it all happened, to do it.
Harry blinked.
You want to go to the scene of my parents' death, to ask me about my life?
It adds an emotional dimension, you see, explained Tabitha, apparently without irony.
There already is a fairly emotional dimension for me, said Harry. You know, since they died and everything.
Tabitha's dazzling smile faltered slightly.
You're on the fence. Okay, I get that. Just let me...
No, I'm not on the fence, Harry interrupted crossly. I'm not on the fence at all. It's not happening.
Right, said Tabitha, looking thoughtful. So you need more time to think about it. It's not happening.
Harry stood up. A flash of fear crossed Tabitha's face, which made him feel bad as he suddenly remembered that he was actually quite tall and had a bit of a scary reputation.
Then he thought about what she'd said and scowled.
Sorry to waste your time, but I'm not interested, he told her shortly. There's no point trying to convince me.
Which she seemed to realise because she gave up and left after that.
As he spoke, Harry jabbed his wand at the dinner plate, stacking them into a pile and sent them floating through to the kitchen. It was Friday night and Ron and Hermione were round for dinner. Even though he'd been at work all day, Harry still enjoyed cooking for his wife and friends. The children were asleep. They had a good bottle of wine, mostly empty by now. The candles were lit, the softer lighting doing a fair job of disguising the untidy house. And they were now all pleasantly full and content as Harry caught Ron and Hermione up on his unwelcome visitor.
She sounds awful, Hermione said at once. Honestly, why can't they just let you get on with your life?
I don't know, said Ron. And the other three turned to look at him in surprise.
I reckon you should do it, just for the look on their face when they realise it's a really boring feature.
So, Harry, how has life changed for you?
Well, it's pretty much the same, really, except of killing dark wizards, I do the crossword and go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Harry and Hermione laughed, but Ginny sat up straighter in her seat, looking very serious.
Ron, that's a brilliant idea.
Obviously, you're not suggesting I go back to that woman and say I want to do it,
Harry interrupted, staring at his wife in disbelief.
Of course not, said Ginny dismissively. Do it for the Quibbler. Anyone could have come up with that idea. It's not exactly groundbreaking. I'll write it anonymously. No one will know.
You double-cross your own paper, said Harry.
I'm not a saint, Harry, said Ginny, already searching something to write on.
You knew that when you married me.
Ooh, I could interview myself. He's not the man I married.
You came up with that quote awfully quickly.
Make sure you mention how badly he's aged, said Ron.
Harry threw a used napkin at him.
I wish I could see their faces at the Prophet when they realise.
Hermione sighed happily.
Especially if you call it an exclusive with Harry Potter.
And his closest friends and family, Ron interjected. I'm having my say. How about...
It used to be exciting being friends with Harry Potter, says Ron Weasley, 30.
You're 31!
They always get these things wrong, though.
It'll make it look authentic, said Ron, unfazed. Where was I? Oh, yeah. It used to be exciting being friends with Harry, having adventures, nicking dragons and all that. Now all we do is sit and talk about Quidditch and the kids. I miss the old days.
I love it, Ginny nodded, scribbled frantically, very heartfelt.
Have me gazing wistfully into the distance, too, said Ron.
Harry burst out laughing.
Is that something you do?
I do all the time, said Ron, stare out the window longingly, thinking about when you were fun.
Harry put a hand on his shoulder.
I had no idea you felt this way. I'm sorry I'm such a disappointment.
Don't, Harry, Ron whispered, his voice choked. Just don't.
You two should be on the stage, said Ginny.
Ginny worked into the night, ignoring Harry's protestations that she should go to bed.
You go to bed?
I don't like going without you, it's too cold.
And over the weekend, disappearing frequently to interview sources, and by Monday morning she'd produce an article that made Harry spit out his tea when he read it over breakfast.
You're a genius, he told his wife reverently.
They'll hate it.
It was Ron's idea, she shrugged. And to be honest, I didn't have to make that much up. Turns out you really are the most boring wizard in Britain.
I'll take that title over the chosen one any day, said Harry wryly.
He watched Ginny pen an accompanying letter to Zeno Lovegood. She was fairly confident that he'd publish the article without question.
He owes you, after all, she said darkly.
You know, I think it would actually please my mum and dad to know I was marking their anniversary like this, he said. I reckon they'd find it pretty funny.
The man behind the mystery. Harry Potter's life was marred by drama and tragedy at the age of one as his family was torn apart at the hands of Lord Voldemort's brutal attack. The sole survivor, Potter became famous. He would go on to face Lord Voldemort on multiple occasions until their final encounter, from which Potter emerged the victor for good. He then joined the Aura Department, of which he became head 4 years ago. Notoriously publicity shy, however, Potter's personal life has remained the subject of questions and intrigue. Now, 30 years after his first dance with danger, the Quibbler can exclusively reveal the answer to the much-asked question, who is Harry Potter now? Is he still the daring and reckless hero who so often risked his own life? Or is he, in fact, nothing more than a ministry employee, a father and husband, a regular man? Family and friends are the first to admit that Potter has changed significantly since his turbulent youth.
Well, I definitely wouldn't call him daring and reckless anymore, chortles Neville Longbottom, 31, a long-standing friend of Potter's and fellow war hero. We often meet for a cup of tea. He's got quite into gardening, so we have a nice chat about that.
Ronald Weasley, Potter's closest confidant, even expresses resentment at the change in his best friend.
It used to be exciting being friends with Harry, says Weasley, 33, gazing wistfully into the distance, having adventures, nicking dragons and all that. Now all we do is sit and talk about Quidditch and the kids. I miss the old days.
I wouldn't say he's boring, exactly, says Ministry hotshot Hermione Granger, whose relationship with Potter has led to much speculation over the years. She pauses. Well, I suppose he is quite boring.
Potter himself, unsurprisingly recalcitrant on the subject, can only protest weakly to the contrary.
I have a quiet life and I like it that way, he tells the Quibbler in an exclusive one-to-one, which is too dull to print in its entirety. All that running around, fighting evil, it wasn't really me. I think it's much better that way. But clearly not all are in agreement. Potter's transformation from dashing and dynamic daredevil to mundane stick-in-the-mud has been hardest on wife Ginevra, who gave up a dazzling Quidditch career to raise their three children. He's not the man I married, she confesses, bravely holding back tears. It used to be wild and exciting with Harry. We'd have so much fun. Where did that go? What happened?
And what did happen to the boy hero who lived so dangerously on the edge?
Was it the turmoil of his adolescence enough to drive him to banality? Or was he simply never that interesting in the first place? The Quibbler asks why the world is so intrigued by this man, who allegedly spends his weekends doing the crossword before retiring early to bed.
Is there any point in continuing to avidly follow Harry Potter's life? Perhaps we should accept, as he clearly has, that the hero as we once knew him is no more.
The end.